All right. Hey everyone, I'm Stefan Graeber. I'm the project leader for LexD at Canonical. You might usually associate LexD with containers. That's no longer quite the case, so we'll go through some of that and see how things line up now. First, we'll start with what we're kind of best at, really, which is containers and system containers specifically. System containers, you've got a shared kernel. They are containers. They're the oldest type of container. That's what you might associate with like BSD jails or zones, OpenVZ, and these days Alexia and LexD. They behave like a standalone system in much the same way as virtual machines do. They have low overhead, and there's no virtualization overhead or any of that stuff going on. And they're pretty easy to manage. It's just a bunch of processes on the same kernel. So that's what we're mostly known for, what we've been doing for a long time. Now, on the other side, if you look at virtual machines, you've got a bit more separation going on. So virtual machines, virtual hardware to some extent, and virtual firmware, or virtual firmware. It is hardware. It effectively requires hardware acceleration to be meaningful. You can run it completely software, but performance kind of sucks at that point. The main benefit, obviously, is you can run just about anything. There is no constraint on it being Linux of the right version and everything like containers do. In case anyone didn't know what a VM was. Now, as for LexD itself, it's a modern system container manager and VM manager now. It is written in Go. It relies on the container path, uses libLXC to talk to the kernel and drive containers. On the VM side, we're using QEMU to run virtual machines. It exposes a REST API to our clients. The REST API has been designed to be quite simple with multiple bindings available. And we've got already supporting a number of tools up there, Open Nebula, Ansible, our own CLI, or whatever other tools you might want to run. And it's designed so that you can run multiple LexD servers or like either just on your laptop or on multiple machines and support migration and operation across multiple systems. Either just individual systems that then exchange containers and VMs or and images, or as a unified cluster that will also go through in a tiny bit. Now for where you might have seen LexD, LexD is used on Chromebooks. So when you install Linux on a Chromebook, for example, it effectively runs a LexD host that then runs a Debian-based container with a lot of fancy pass-through features in place there to get you GPU, USB, whatever access, all that stuff going on. They also have nice integration to do snapshots and backups and file transfers straight into the Chrome interface. Another place you might have seen LexD other than your own systems is in Travis CI. So if you run Travis and you run jobs that are non-x86, so if you run ARM64, if you run PowerPC, or if you run an IBM S390, those workloads on Travis are running inside LexD containers right now. Okay, back to what LexD is. So LexD is designed to be very simple to use. It's got a clean command line interface, simple REST API, and pretty clear terminology. In many ways, it acts like a small local cloud on your system. Originally, only with containers. Now we've got multiple options there. It is fast, so it's image-based. We support multiple storage drivers with whatever copy-on-write feature they might have. We also support those features for network migration. And we support direct access to hardware whenever possible. We usually aim to be safe by default. So for containers, that means using all the kernel security features, all the namespaces, LSM, seccomp, capabilities, et cetera. For virtual machines, we do intend to use more of that. We've not actually done AppArmor and seccomp around QEMU yet. It's coming very soon. Right now, we do privilege dropping and true root. And then the VM itself uses secure boot in the VM. And it's pretty scalable. You can go from like a single install on your laptop to clusters of hundreds of nodes running tens of thousands of containers. And these days, mixed virtual machines. As far as what we can run, so that's the picture for containers right now. We do generate about 300 daily images of different distros and releases on six different architectures daily. For VMs, we will get there. We will. We are working on our tooling right now, so that it, as it builds the container root file system, it then has a follow-up step of taking that file system, installing kernel bootloader, and spitting that out as a VM image. So we end up having the exact same content as far as the operating system for containers and virtual machines. That's coming up soon. Right now, the only image that works out of the box is Ubuntu, because we already had ready cloud images available in the right format and everything.